Hi, I'm VOA's Christina Menenti with your worldwide news update. Israeli strikes across the region continue. Israel bombarded the Gaza Strip and Beirut's southern suburbs on Friday, a day after U.S. envoys made a renewed push to end more than a year of fighting between Israel and Iran-backed groups Hamas and Hezbollah. The strikes came after Israel issued evacuation orders for 10 neighborhoods, but attacks began before the final series of orders were published. WHO spokesperson Margaret Harris says the World Health Organization is concerned about Israeli attacks hitting healthcare workers and facilities in Lebanon.
We are really, really concerned, deeply concerned about the rising attacks on health workers and the facilities in Lebanon. And we are again and again and again emphasizing that health care is not a target. Health workers are not a target.
The Palestinian news agency WAFA reported that 47 Palestinians were killed in Israeli strikes overnight in the central Gaza Strip, while medics told Reuters at least 10 Palestinians were killed on Friday in a different Israeli strike, targeting the entrance of a school sheltering displaced people. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky blasted what he called his ally's zero response to Russia's deployment of North Korean troops for the war in Ukraine, saying on Thursday a weak reaction would encourage Russia's Vladimir Putin to beef up the contingent. Putin is checking the reaction of the West. Putin is checking the reaction of NATO countries. Putin is also checking the reaction of South Korea. And I believe that after all these reactions, Putin will decide and increase the contingent. During talks Friday in Moscow, North Korean Foreign Minister Choi Sun-hui said North Korea will back Russia until it achieves victory in the Ukraine war. Zelensky began publicly warning of North Korean involvement in the war on October 13th. Western allies have since described the move as a major escalation, but have not announced retaliatory measures. This is VOA News. Many Europeans believe much is at stake in the nail-biting U.S. elections, from NATO and the transatlantic alliance to Russia's war in Ukraine, trade relations, and the future of their own democracies. VOA's Lisa Bryant reports from Paris.
Many Europeans do not have fond memories of Donald Trump's presidency. Europe-U.S. tensions grew over trade, Iran, and climate change, and Trump's allegedly transactional approach to the NATO alliance. Political analyst Nicole Bacharon.
There is a sense that he's older, meaner, more radical, and more dangerous.
Analysts say Europeans are largely rooting for U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate, who they hope will continue the strong transatlantic ties under current President Joe Biden. Lisa Bryant, VOA News, Paris.
This comes as Trump launched another attack on Liz Cheney late Thursday, calling the Republican former Wyoming congresswoman a war hawk and suggesting she might not be as willing to send troops to fight if she had guns pointed at her. 3 days after historic flash floods swept through several towns in southern Valencia in eastern Spain, the initial shock was giving way to anger, frustration, and a wave of solidarity on Friday. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Many streets are still blocked by piled-up vehicles and debris, in some cases trapping residents in their homes. Some places still do not have electricity, running water, or stable telephone connections. So far, at least 158 bodies have been recovered after Spain's deadliest natural disaster in living memory. Members of the security forces and soldiers have been busy searching for an unknown number of missing people, many feared still to be trapped in wrecked vehicles or flooded garages. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Kenya swore in Kithuri Kindiki as the new deputy president on Friday after the historic impeachment of Rigathi Gachagua, who was accused of ethnically divisive politics. Gachagua has denied the charges but was impeached by the Senate on October 17th, though it cleared him of a slew of corruption charges. In his acceptance speech, Kindiki described himself as the most unlikely person to take over the deputy presidency, having come from humble village origins. Kindiki is an academic and lawyer and served as Kenya's interior minister for the past 2 years. According to a police official, at least 7 people, including 5 school students, were killed and 23 injured in a blast in southwestern Pakistan on Friday. Senior Superintendent of Police Rematullah told Reuters the target was a police van which was going to pick up a polio vaccination team. The explosion came from an improvised device attached to a motorcycle parked near a school for girls, he said. No group has claimed responsibility for the attack. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.